Kenasa. Gemara concludes Palga Nizga Kenasa because we have a Nusach, which is really a Mishnah in Ksuvis, in Malaf and Beis. Ezeh klol kol ha-mishalim Yisrael Masha Yizik and in Mishalim Alpi Atzmoy. Anybody who pays more than the Hezek, so we apply to that payment Moide B'Kenas Potter. Ha-pachais mi-Moshe Hezek Mishalim. But if a person ends up paying less, so then it should not be, we should be medayik, that should not be Kenas, it should be Momen. So Hanami, Hokim Moshe Hezek Mishalim. Abul Pachis Mai. Hachanami. The Gemara says that it would be the same din. As long as one is not paying exactly what one damaged or what one owes, so then it would be considered to be a kenas. So the Gemara says, Yehochi adetoni za'aklal kol mishalim yoysa ma'ashizek in the mishalim al piyatsvi listeni za'aklal kol she'ena mishalim kim Moshe Hezek. The mashma pachis and mashma yoiser. So the Mishnah could have had a much easier nusach and taught me this din and would have included the rule in all forms of kenas in the correct fashion. So the Gemara says to yuvta, a kasha is a good kasha, which means that we should say palka nizka mamayna, correct? The nusach of the Mishnah Ksuvis does not accommodate. Our din of chatzi nezek. So, we should derive from this Mishnah that palga nizka, when you pay less than the hezek, that's still considered to be mamayna. So, Gemara says to Yufta, good kasha. That means we should paskin palga nizka mamayna behilchasa, but we paskin palga nizka kenasa. The Gemara says, Tiyuta Bilchasa? What do you mean? We went through a whole Omud, a whole blot, to bring different rayas. And these time we thought we had a raya, the Gemara dismissed the raya. So now we finally bring a winning raya. And the Gemara says, okay, you got a good raya? We're still going to paskin Pagan is good kenasa. So what was the point of having a Diyan for a whole blot if we knew what the conclusion is going to be? Tiyuta Bilchasa in? Tama mai have to yuvta mishum deloy katoni kimoshe hezek. So Gemara says, no, there really is an answer to this yuvta. The yuvta was, why did the Mishnah not say that any time that one pays shaloy kimoshe hezek in kenas? Why did the Mishnah say only that if you pay more than the hezek, you pay kefil, you pay dalav mehei, that's a kenas? Because loy pesikale, because when it is, there are no exceptions to the rule that when you pay more than the hezek, that's called kenas. However, there is an exception to the rule that when you pay less than the hezek, is also kenas. And that exception is chatzi nezek tzveris. The ilchasa gemira lo de mamoinahu. Because we have Allah lamish misina, that's a mamon, not knas. Mishimachi loi katani. All right, so we have discussed in earlier shur, and we will return to this, that exactly whether the halacha lamish misina was that it's a mamon, or halacha lamish misina whether it's chatzi and not mamon, two different gesoys in Rashi, in the sugya. We're not going to focus on that right now, because now we're focused on palga nizga kenosa. The hashta the amra. So now the Gemara says so that the Gemara was saying that tiyufta was not a great tiyufta. It's like there is a terrace to tiyufta. So tiyufta, he had a kasha. Vilchasa means, and we have a terrace. On Leah's 90, I would love to be able to say pshat. That tiyufta v'kasha v'hilchasa, but we have a halacha l'mesh v'sinai of chatzi nezek tzveris that points out that tiyufta is not a good tiyufta, but I don't see anybody saying that pshat. So the accepted pshat is tyufta yavakasha. In brackets now, we have a teres nakasha. Hilchasa, and it was accepted. There's a discussion amongst the Svarim, when is Hilchasa from the Tufas of Talmud, or is Hilchasa from a later Tkufa. Over here it seems clear that this Hilchasa is from Ravina and Ravashi, because the Gemara goes on to say, Vahashta. Hashta di Yarmad Paganitka Kenosa. Sometimes Hilchasa is the very end of a Suya, it doesn't go out anymore. So then there's a discussion whether that was a later addition. But in our case, it seems pretty clear it's part of the flow of the Gemara. So now we have Hashem the Armat Palga Nizka Kenosa. So now that we have Paskin, Palga Nizka Kenosa. All right, now we've put the issue to rest. It doesn't mean put it to rest. We know there's a Machlekes Amirot. And we know that we're going to have to thread through many other sugyas so that they can be accommodated by Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua. But in terms of how we're going to Paskin, in terms of the conclusion that we're going to have to always uphold, it's Palga Nizka Kenosa. Good? So now the Gemara says, Hai Kalba, the Ochal Imri, this dog that ate the sheep, Vishunu the Ochal Tana Gaila, or the cat that ate the chicken, Mishunu. That's not normal. That's Shloike Derech. And how do you connect the dots? It's Mishun, and therefore what? And therefore it's, what's that? And there we have, but one more dot. Therefore it's Karen. Therefore it's Karen. Therefore it's Tam. Therefore it's Chatsi Nezek. And therefore it's Kanas. V'loi Magbina Bavavo. We don't collect it in Bavo. Okay? So before we go weiter, I should just point out Tosfos says, V'hashtam palgan nizka kenosa, nira. The davka lamando omer palgan nizka kenosa, v'lamando palgan nizka moina, lay mechayiv kalal. He's potter. If you hold palgan and moina, then he's potter. Why? The mehetesi, the mekaren le asya, the karen urcheyu, the stam shram lab cheska shimer kaima. V'hai mishunu de lab urchei de kalma lemechalim v'rabbe. So the Gemara, so Tosfos says, let's read the Gemara carefully. Gemara says, hashta. Now that we've concluded, palga nizka kenasa. So Tosfos now goes on to say, so therefore we've concluded that stam shvarim lab v'cheskas shimur. No, that stam shvarim kenas. So stam shvarim v'cheskas shimur. Right, most oxen are tame. If my ox gores, it's a dover mishuna. Right, so now I'm defining Karen as a dover mishuna. So now, if I have any other mishuna, take a thing, then shunra the ochav tarnigal mishuni. But if I would paskin palgan nizka mamayna, so then stam shvarim labeches kashima. We have to expect that the animal's going to gore. Because Baruch Hu gave me a break, chas rachmana. But stam shvarim labeches kashima. So therefore, Karen is not an abnormal hezek. And therefore, hai kalbu d'ochal imri is not Karen. Hai kalbu d'ochal imri is such a strange thing, I'm potter altogether. So according to Tosfos, whether you say palga nizka kenosa or palga nizka mamoina is going to teach us how we're going to define Karen. It's going to teach us how to paskin when we have an unusual head. Okay, let's review it one more time, and then we're going to shelve it. All right? According to Tosfos, the Machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim, and it seems that Rashi learns this way, learns, Hashri Amma Palga Nizka Kenosa, So now we have, I'm going to give you a common case, daily routine situation. We in Bavel, we don't have shvarim, and we don't have gorings. When do we ever have Karen? Yeah, every so often we have a crazy dog. I mean, a starving dog, right? Jumps a little shepsula, right? So that's our Karen. Yes, that's our Karen. Right? So now there'll be a machlekes, whether stam kilovim abechezka shimu legave eating sheep, right? And it will paskin, it says Karen, it's chatzi nezek, back into the sugya of Palgan is gekenosa. Tosva says that's not the pshat. That's not what's going on over here. Is now that we've concluded Palgan is gekenosa, so then there is a much more far-reaching machlokes about how to define Karen. And we will define Karen as a dover mishuna, and it'll include this particular case. All right. So then we're going to get back to this machlokes. How to define Karen? How strange must the behavior be to be included in Karen? A little bit strange or crazy? So that's the so according to Rashi, our machloikis of Palga Nizga Kenos of Palga Moina does not address did not address this situation differently. And according to Tosfos, this situation is part of the machloikis of Palga Nizga. So now we're going to put that on the side. We opened up, when we opened up the sugi of Palga Nizga Kenosa, we raised the question, what's pshat in Chezka Shimala Chezka Shimala Machlekes Metzias? We didn't finish that. Now, we're pointing out another Machlekes Rishonim, exactly how to define Chezka Shimala Chezka Shimala, not for now. Now, if you test them, we have to learn at least one more Mishnah on Tes Vavim with Beis about strange pets. People have leopards as pets. I would prefer to wait till Yud Tes Amud Beis, where the Mishnah comes back to discuss it, and then pull together all the different sugyas of Karen and Zeroin, how we're defining Karen, and discuss this Machlokes Rishonim. All right, so let's put it on the side right now. Let's focus right now on what the Gemara goes on to say. V'loim magbinim b'bavel. Kenas, we don't collect in Bavel. Okay? Why don't we collect in Bavel Kenosis? No smich. All right. So now we're pulling up the sugya on Yud Daman Reis. All right. Why don't we collect? So why do we need musmachim for Kenas? No. So that's the lashon of Rashi in Kiddushin. Done in Rishus. Where is the Rishus? What's it based on?
There's no shlichus
for. No shlichus. Good. Okay. We're going deeper into the recess of your memory. Why is it no shlichu? Who needs shlichusayu?
Moshe.
Was that?
Moshe.
Here's the passage. Here's the passage. If I want to sue for a kenas in Bavo, I'll go to a Bezin, and Bezin will say,
We're not smuchim,
and therefore. So, but again, they'll say we're not smuchim, and therefore we can't paskin. Why can't we paskin? No, what's the makor? What's the pasuk? So they'll say Elokim, right? And then they say right. What's the makor for requiring smuchim? So either it's the fneim below the fneim joites, or it's Asher Yashiyun Elohim, right? Elifnei Elohim Yavo Shneim, right? So there was a Rashi that said that Smith, Gabriel, right? Correct? Well, Gabriel said that Lifneim, Lifneim, like Moshe, Vishim Zakenim, right? There's a Tosfos that said that Lifneyem is Lifnei Elokim, is all one din. I require Elokim, Srara, Musmachim. And if I don't have musmachim, they don't have the authority to paskin. Right? Alternatively, we have the Chidush Eran that said they don't have the authority to paskin because it says Adalei Kim Yoshnaim, and it's usur to bring this din because it's a violation of the family of living dead, just like our kois. Correct? So then I'll push a little bit harder and say, why are we only talking about kenases? Why not regular hezek?
We need society to run.
Was that?
We need society.
What, and what's the din? What's the din? Shlichusayos, like I said before. All right? The din of shlichusayos. So therefore, now that, the fact that I'm able to go to another Beis Din for the hezek and not for the kenas. Right? Even though they rise, they require tzulcha. So why am I allowed to go for hezek? So you gave the svara, but what was the din? Shlichusayu. What does shlichusayu mean? He said rishus. Right? In other words, there was some base that gave later, but the din the rishus. How did rishus work? The terrorist that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, but your psak's not a good psak. That's why I got rishus. But who gave me the authority? Why is a psak a binding psak? No. What's the halacha? Before the svar, what's the halacha? Right? So either it's because of Hefker, based in Hefker. Right? So they had the authority, based in at one time, but Kupas HaTalmud had the authority to give later Batei Dinim the rights to break the rules. What, to give you a classic example of where an earlier Beis Din established the rights of later Batei Dinim to break rules because social contract, because the society, because the society run. Drisha v'chakira, right? All the name of this, we do not do Drisha v'chakira anymore. Right, that's based probably that Kadesh Latin does with Nei Lavin. Right, Kadesh Latin old does with Nei Gazlanin. Right, so that's going to be that's either Hefker based in Hefker, that could be Shlichusayu. What else could it be? The Nesivas? Yeah, no. Right, but what's the lush of the nesivas? The term of chachamim. Right. So in other words, again, so when it comes to the mominus, so then I'm going to be able to sue because it's a gemara in achoyvel pei beis pei dalet. No, that if it's chisarin momin and davish chiyach, then there was a base in paskin that all but they didn't can break the rules and can paskin with the yoytes. How did they say he can break the rules? Hefker based on Hefker, and the Nesivus, because it was Bechlal, Hatar Maslach HaChamim. Exactly what's that? Then Kal Shlichusayu. Why is it Kal Shlichusayu? Because we're doing the mandate, the Al Bati Dinim, to adjudicate and to put money in the right place. Or according to the Ran, because once I have Rishos, I'm no longer being Mizalzel in the... And the Beis Din shall smoke him. Tana Zilzal anymore. Either because they're not around or because Chazal said I have rishus to do it. So all of that's true Lagavi the moment. But Chazal never gave this right Lagavi Kenas. Because Kenas is not a Hefsid moment. Right? So they never gave this Chuz Lagavi Kenas. It's not a Devashchiyach. Certainly in this case, it's not a Devashchiyach. Right? Honey. So here Chazal certainly did not give the kenas. So shall they even give the mumminus, but they gave the kenas. They did not give the right, right? So gabe kenas, there's no efker based in efker, there's no shikusayu. The whole sugya, which allows us to go to have every taisvis, rashi, venutam, run, does not exist Lagavi Kenas. So, Lagavi Minu Bavel. Okay? Good. A little bit of Chazara. We need a little more Chazara, right? Okay. It's unfair. It's one of my favorite sugyas. That's why. All right. So v'hane milei b'rav rivei. That's only if it's a big sheep. Abu bezutra urcheyo and it's about minutes. Fine. Good. Then so far we're good. So far no chiddush. Kenas can't get it in bava. Correct. The e tofas loy mafkinen minei. If the nizik grabs, what did he grab? What's that?
The amount of the animal.
Okay, so Tosfos says, and Mordechai said, no, Mordechai, you only said.
Dani.
Dani, sorry. But Dani said, Tosfos says, Dani said Tosfos, if he grabbed the mazik. Right? Forget your first name. What's your first name?
Yitzi.
So, and Yitzi said what the Rosh says. He took the value. He tofas. Doesn't say what he grabbed. He tofas. If the Nizik grabbed, Tosfos, he grabbed Tami, grabbed the Mazik. Rosh, Rambam, Ritzvah, if he grabbed the value, he just went into the guy's backyard and said, "You owe me. You ate my sheep." Right? So he grabbed another sheep of the mazik. He grabbed the mazik's barbecue, right? He grabbed something of the mazik, went and took it. So then he had his dry cleaning hanging in the front door. The delivery guy took it, all right. So he has a nice suit now. So now the mazik comes to Bezdin. And he says, "I know that my dog ate his sheep. That's not the chadganya, right? But the fact that the dog ate my sheep, I was supposed to. It's not supposed to happen. And a chad shmira. It's mishuna. I'm potter. It's knas. I'm done. But he has my suit, right? He has my other sheep, or he has my dog. Purebred dog, that's supposed to go around biting sheep, right?" So Bezin, what will the Bezin do? The Bezin will say, "Like Mefkinimide, we're not doing anything. The Tofas, Le Mefkinimide. What's Le Mefkinimide? What's Pshat Mefkinimide? With that, we don't take out, so Machloikas. We don't take the dog, we don't take the suit back, or we don't take back the value of the knas. What do we take back? The Omar, third halacha about knas. Halacha number one about knas is lay magbina above all that we know. Second halacha of knas, itavus lay magbina minay. Got to figure out. What do you take? What is this din? The base is saying we're not moving in this. What are they not moving on? How do you explain this din that base is not going to collect the knas, but they're also not going to take back the knas? I mean, how can you have it both ways? Either the nizik is supposed to get paid, not supposed to get paid. Supposed to get paid, so then collect it. Not supposed to get paid, then it's a ganav. The Omar Kovel Izimna da Zilna da Zilna Ara de Yisrael. If he says, the Nizik says, I'm not doing my own dirty work over here. There's a Beit in Eretz Yisrael. There are Smuchim over there. All I want is that the local Beit Din should establish, give me a date, work it out, give me a court date in Eretz Yisrael. We'll go to Tveria, maybe go to Kiryat Shmona, go to the top, and just mamash, get into Eretz Yisrael. We'll get Smuchim. Probably there was a Beis Din of Smuchim sitting mamash on the border. Take all the Jews from Syria, all the Jews from Babel who wanted to do Dinei Torah, sitting there. So, Kavina Lay. Okay, so we're Kavay Day, V'iloy Ozil, Mishamtina Lay. And if the Nizik doesn't want to go, we'll put him in Chayra. Right? Obviously, if he with understanding, if he can't go because it's the middle of the season, he can't leave, he's going to lose the whole parnassus, so based on working out, that it's a reasonable thing for him to go to Eretz Yisrael and work out the, maybe work out around the regolim, go a little bit early to Pesach, stay a little bit later after Pesach. All right. So, we're not going to adjudicate because it's knas, but we will force him to go all the way to Eretz Yisrael. And whether he was Taifis or he wasn't Taifis, he went to the Eretz Yisrael. Mishamtinalei ad the Mesalek Hezeka. We certainly put him into Chayrim, or we force him, we do something, so he gets rid of this dangerous dog, this dangerous cat. You know, one violation. Say, no tolerance policy over here. That's the din. So he says, Midrav Nosa. Right. So I have to come back to that din. So we want to focus on this one halacha here, because this is halacha kenas. Right. So just as by way, a few questions. Go ahead, Moshe Chaim.
Moshe Yosef.
Moshe Yosef. Okay.
Would there be an afternoon if it was them kisomim here? If they collected it. Or after the guy died.
Would there be an afkamina if the mazik died? What's the din of kenas? Lachaira, if there was no hamada bedin and the mazik died, so lachaira, they would not be able to collect from Yisraelim. So what happens if they are toe-faced from the Yisraelim? So that probably is going to be a chalik between Tosis and the Rosh. Okay, we'll see. Yoni?
Does the din of the Itafas Lomachinomine imply that Basin had already judged and found the Mazik Chayev?
No, for Karat. It implies that it was before Hamadav Din. But Lagabi Kanas, it shouldn't matter. The Gabi Kenas, the Amar Bedin, is only going to determine the moment. It's not going to turn the Kenas. In fact, by time there won't be Amar Bedin.
Who says it happened? Don't you need Eidos to prove that it happened?
Okay, that's the Rosh's Kasha. Good, we'll come back to that. Good. Yes, sir.
Isn't the wording of Ubenkach a little bit strange? Because it should just write, it should just say, and even if he wasn't good, so we put him in a chair, if he didn't put down the Mazik, in one case he already is being put in care. In this case or that case. So what is this, in this case or that case, referring to?
Benkach, whether he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're going to be Mishamtin Alei to go to Eretz Yisrael, or whether he's not going to Eretz Yisrael, so we put him in Chayim anyways. Either way, he's going to be put in the Chayim.
But why do you have to say each case? In one case, it's already self-evident that he's going to be in Chayim. If he doesn't want to go, we put him in Chayim.
So
I say it again.
Ubeinkach,
ubeinkach. I already know one of those.
No. The point is that Beis Din is going to force him to eliminate the mazik, right? But Beis Din is not going to force him. This is a very important point. Raising is not the point. Is Beis Din not going to force him to resolve the kenas? The Beis Din has the right to force him to do something. So, to resolve the kenas, it's only if the nizik is pushing. It's very rare that you have the Beis Din is reacting to the. I would say it's very rare. Generally speaking, a Beis Din only convenes if there's a toyah, if there's a toyah, if there's a tviya. So the toyah, the Gemara is saying that Beis Din will only. The Teveya comes and says, I have a taina, all right? The Beis Din listens a little bit and they say, it sounds like a Kenas case. We don't get involved in Kenas case. Okay. So Beis Din said, are we done? No, the Gabe getting rid of the Mazik, Beis Din not done yet. Will Beis Din say, we will help you out and get the Kanas because we'll fortunately get to, no, they won't say that. That the Tevei has to say, I want to go to Israel. So there's a very fine Nakuda over here. That, and the Moshal, Lu Yitzuyer, we'll come back to this Nakuda, only because Lu Yitzuyer, there was a monetary obligation, but we Beis Din are not able to get at that money. Right? So that we would still say, but we'll help you get at this money. Right? And Lu Yitzuyer, the money was locked up by some township regulation. So Beis Din has to unlock the township regulation. They can't say, what do you want to do with it? Over here, Beis Din is saying, what do you want to do? Right? What do you think we should do? Well, is Beis Din saying that? Beis Din should be saying, either Beis Din should be saying, it's your money, we can help you get it, or it's not your money. And you see Beis Din is going to get involved, because Beis Din will get involved to protect other people from this mad dog. So the point of Ben Kuch Ben Kach means that Beis Din is going to allow the Teiveya to determine whether they're going to take the next step of even trying to get an adjudication. Go ahead, Avi.
Beis Din's going to get involved to make sure that we get rid of this Mazik, even though we're defining this as planning this for Knossa, which means that...
That's a good point. Correct.
...from Chaska Shimar Chaime and really...
Correct. That's the correct. We'll come back. It's an important nakuda. We'll come back to that. In other words, that once the what Effie's asking is, when do we say this is a kelev ra, no tolerance, one shot eliminated, and when do we say it's a shore, give him another chance. Oh, now we're gonna give him. Now he's at Nezek Sholem. What do you mean Nezek Sholem? How come this poor little Kush, this Kalba, whatever we say, okay, next time he's Nezek Sholem. That's what Effie's asking. Okay, yeah, Sarachim.
Well, it could be at least within this, we're holding as a Knas. For a shore, we hold it's Bechaz Kashumar Kaimi.
Yeah.
So therefore it gets another chance, but a dog is not necessarily Bechaz Kashumar Kaimi. So
Knas.
He has to figure this out. In other words, everything, if he's a mood already, he's not a knas. Yeah. Go ahead.
Can you make a knock on the image of animals? Like, sure, any more useful, or is it more kadosh, maybe?
I think the easy distinction is, I don't think that's a distinction. I think the distinction is more like how aberrant is the behavior, how far out of the norm.
You could say it's the sarcasm that the dog is.
So how do you
talk
about a cat?
It's Shimra, no? If you're from Chagani, the Shimra's a cat.
No,
really
not.
Let me take the point. And let you see if go back to... keep on going to Seder. Can you get this right? No? No, sorry.
What?
Well, you know, Shimra's a cat, no?
No, I know. I'm saying, why does it say,
Minayashli, you got all of Kelev? I think because no one is Megad al Shunmas. No. It's only, right, in America, the same concept. The Kelev, the pets were not a concept. Pets are only 120 years old, have the concept of having pets. There is, the first time we have in Halacha, the first time you find a pet is a pet birds. The rush is a goy seshri about people who began royalty began to pet birds, but dogs were used for the shepherds used dogs, right? And cats b'chol weren't used there. So that's, I think, so it's not even shaychta who was an old das that person who got all shunru techvesa. Okay, anyway, so let's come back to the sugya. So now we're looking at the din. Again, we're zeroing in on. The din of Kenas. The din of Kenas is like we don't above what we get. Alright? What we don't understand is Itofas Loi Mafkinan Minei. Why doesn't Beis Din say this is not you're not Zaychet to this? Of course you have to take it away from you. And so that's what we're gonna zero in. And itofas, what's the din of tefisa of knas? Now we also are coming to knas already biased, right? We already have learned. What do we know about knas? We know about the din. We know the din amoydeh b'knas poter. We know that amoydeh b'knas v'achar kach bo edim is machlekes the Mishnah and daf ayin. Was that? And hey, I'm in Dalman Beis. Check it out. Okay? And we know that the Gemara concludes on Yud Dalman Beis that Moideh B'Knas. Rava says, V'yachar Kach Bo'edim is Chayim Repater. No. Moideh B'Knas, V'yachar Kach Bo'edim Yud Dalman Beis. Rava says, Pa'otim Paskins, he's Machriel and Machleis, and now I'm all the way in. End of Merubah. Good. End of Merubah, you have an entire mission on various kenosis. Kevel, Dal, and Behei, a few other kenosis then. Okay. Good. What else have we learned about kenos so far? Was that? No, but that's it. It's cool. Weiter. No. Kaivit Shur, Mechelik Beis, Simon Yud Gimel. No. Correct.
According to
Rikki Eger points out in Makkos. The what?
Rikki
Eger is Raya, though, is a very powerful Raya from the Tosfos over there. The Tosfos equates that the role of Bezin in giving Malkus and giving Chiyav Misa is the same as the role of Malkus, the role of Bezin in giving a Knas. So just like we would say that it's clear to everybody that a person is not a chayiv misa, a chayiv malchus, until the basin paskins. Right? No one would ever dream of a guy, sees a guy being chayisim, and then he says, oh, I'll give you hashra, and then pulls out his belt, and right, says, give me a malchus. He says, what do you mean? Who needs the full process? I gave you hashra, then Afal Pi came, now bend over, We'll do the Mishnais and Makkos one by one. Right. Everybody, this guy is a Meshuggah. They'll lock him up. They're going to go. There's the Tzarim Shem and Boishas. Why? He's Chai Makkos. Because until the Basin passes, he's not Chai Makkos. You need a Psak Basin. Right? So, Taisha, the same thing is for Knas. Chi of Mammon, your Maisa creates a Chi of Mammon. You're a Masik, you're Chayiv. You lend Chayiv. You hire somebody to work for you, Chayiv. You don't need a basin of a chayiv. Kanas, without the basin, you're not a chayiv. Correct. And then what did Rechonon and Vassaman now add on to Rikki Veger? And that's why Moide B'Kanas Potter means that it never became chayiv. So what did Rechonon add on to Rikki Veger's insight? Who's that? He brought two rayas.
He
brought two rayas that against Rikki Veger is Diyuk. Raya number one is from Shemitah, that the Mishnah seems to say that if I'm Chayiv Knas to somebody, so it gets washed away by Shemitah, but if I don't owe it to him yet, how can it get washed away? Right, there's one raya, and the other raya I think was from Rambam Hilchos Shvuos. But the Rambam says he's medayik from a Rambam. Okay, I'll look it up again. That a person is. I'll look it up again. A second raya. So that led Rechonon Vassaman to say that there is a chi of knas, but it requires bezin in order to give me access to that Chiyu Knas. And going to Bezin is part of the Knas. Right, so now, by doing the Rechonon and Rikki Veger, we're ahead of ourselves. We have to recognize our bias as going into the Sugya and take a step back to either we have in the Rikki Veger and Rechonon and look at the Sugya. The Tosfos says on Yud Da'an Tezvav Amid Beis at the bottom. Right, that's the one of the important Malchim one of the important skills is to be able to look at, always look at a sugya with new, with fresh eyes. So that means to look at the sugya, of course, knowing the Mochon Miki Beger, but look at the sugya fresh, see what conclusions we come up with. How was learned before Miki Beger Mochon? Right? So now we're going to broaden our understanding of Knas. Omer Yonatam. Yonatam says, Davke itofas hamazik atzmoy. This whole din of tofas loim afkinin minei is only if the mazik took the actual mazik. The nizik took the mazik. Itofas hamazik atzmoy. You go in kelev oishunra. Then loim afkinan. Then we don't take him away. Right? Vaisachai said what? If the nizik walks into the mazik's property and takes another, takes a sheep, then Bezin will take it away from him. Right? He takes a suit from the front door, Bezin will take it away from him. Right? That's why he takes the mazik. Vaiter, Taisva says, why? Did a mazik hekilu chachomim sheyuchal lahachzik boy im lokhoi b'shas hezik? What's the next chiddush Menotam has? He tofas like mafkinim. What do you mean tofas? If b'shas hezik, davkin b'shas hezik, while the dog was eating up his lamb, while the shunra was eating up his chicken, b'shas hezik, he nabbed the dog, he nabbed the cat. So you could say, a purist alpidin, he puts the dog and the cat in a cage, a tzaddik, goes to the mazik, and he says, here's your dog, here's your cat, I found it killing my sheep, right? I'd love to be, sue you in court, but I can't sue you in court because it's chati nezek, it's the knas, and they'll throw it out of court. But I also don't want to be a ganav. I don't hold on to your dog. I have to give it back to you. So when the Tam says, Enachanavi, that'd be a yidat tzaddik if he does that. But what he could do is he could grab the dog, b'shas hezek, only b'shas hezek, right? Doesn't need edus. There's no shaila that this is the dog who killed the cat, who killed the sheep, right? And then he could take it to the county fair, put it up for sale, and say, at least let me recoup some of my, right? Now, when the Mazik finds out that his prized dog has been sold to some farmer down the road, so then he wants to sue in court. So that's, the Taisva says, in that case, it's the one case where the Bezin will say, Leim Afkinamine, right? However, if the guy nabbed the dog, shaloi v'shaz hezek, or if the nizik grabbed something else, Bezin will adjudicate. All right? How are they going to adjudicate? Right? But how they have to figure out, they're going to give it back. All right? Okay. So now, Tosva says, so why is it that if he nabs the mazik, if he nabs the inis b'shas hezek, why is it that davka then we're not going to recollect? So what does Taisva say? No? To be mazik e kilu chachomim, the special din by hezek. Now, what's the kilu chachamim? What do you mean kilu chachamim? What would be the dintara now? This one phrase of Yonatan says that this whole din is a takonas chazal. Right? So what's the din deraisa? What happened before chachamim got involved? Was that? What do you mean?
The nizak shouldn't be able to take anything.
Nothing. Nizak has no right to grab the mazik. Benko, they're going to eliminate the mazik, right? Yitzi. Now you understand, according to the town, Ha'ilum Shan the Gemara. Veinko, veinko, no matter what happens over here, if the nizik doesn't eliminate the mazik, Bez only eliminate the mazik, right? But it's a, but, Ha'ikilu Chachomim, Midin de Raisa, as we said, it's a knas, without a basis of Chiyuv knas, Midin de Raisa, we know time, Mamish learned the way we learned Sogya. He learned the Rekive, he learned the Volchanan, right? Without, it's a Chiyuv knas, and we are not going to knas and Baba. Good. We do not have a basis to do so. No basis to go to knas, no Chiyuv. So when they arise, if I grab the guy's dog, what do you mean? I'm a ganav. I grab his suit, I'm a ganav. Geneva, we adjudicate Baba. We don't need smuchim for Geneva. Right? So Reino Tam says, however, apparently, Reino Tam says, it must be a din derabbanan over here. Who makes a chiluk? You grab the mazik, shas hezik. Where do you find such a din? Where's your din derisa that you can grab the mazik? Where's your din derisa? Dav ke b'shas hezik. Where's the pasuk? Where's the sugya? Reino Tam says, it must be a takana derabbanan. Chazal made takanas over here. So b'mazik ekilu chachamim sheyuchal lahachzik boy im lochay b'shas hezek avol midach min aloy. And then Ratam goes on to explain the e b'chol dover sheyitvois loy mafkinon yoveli deita kola da yoyim oylemocho yigzol kola asher loy v'loy noitzi mimenu v'ein onu donen dine knosses v'zei yashid yoyisim imoshe yizik. You know, Tam says this has to be pshat in the sugya. Why? Because what's the alternate pshat in the sugya? The alternate pshat in the sugya is that Chazal said that itofas. What's the alternate pshat? Right. Right. So Rosenberg said that itofas, that it means he grabbed the mazik. Right. He grabbed the mazik. He says, what's the alternative? To say what Yitzi said. Vitafas means just go in there and grab anything you want. But if that happens, so what's going to happen? So the Nizik says, the guy owes me chatzin nezik. He owes me half of my sheep. I know how much half a sheep costs. I know how much his laptop is worth. It's a 3-year-old laptop. How do I know how much his laptop is worth? Right? How do I know what's left in this? How do I know how much his suit is worth? How do I know how much is? So he'll start. He'll bring his truck, such as loading things up when the guy's at a chasana, right? He loads up. So yovi mocher, yovi tikola, the mocher yigzol, kola shaloi. No, now the mazik comes to Beis Din and says, "I came home after the chasana. My whole silver chest is empty. This guy's." See Mishul every day. He davens Mamash 3 times. He's a good guy, but he made it. I understand he's upset. I understand that he wants to recoup some of his losses, but he took 10 times more than half a sheep. And Beis Din will say, half a sheep, that sounds like Chatzi Nezek. That sounds like Palgut Kenosa. Can't get involved. No. And when the Tam says, if Pshat is like Yitzi, the simple Pshat of the Gemara, and based on that does not pass in Kenosis, so what's going to happen? How can Bezin open up the case? Mazik and the Nizik, the Nizik, who is now a Ganef, will say, just tell me how much I owe. I'll give everything back. How much you owe? How much you owe? It's a Kenas. It's Tam. Hati Nezik. We don't do that. We don't figure this out. We're not musmachim. We can't even. We have no head. No shechusayu. So Ben Atam says, how could it possibly mean that he tofas lem afkinim minay means the guy can grab whatever he wants? How could Chazal ever make such a takana? Midei raisa bechlal not an option, right? Midei raisa the basis should go in there and just bring the truck back, put everything back. In the living room, you have no rights to anything because it's Knas and the Beis Din didn't pass him. right? And even if you owe the money, Mekivagan, the Rebbe Chanan will say, but Beis Din didn't pass, and you know, access to it. So it must be Din the Rabbanan. So Taisu says, let's figure out the Din the Rabbanan. What could Chazal have said? So you're going to tell me they said Pshat. They said, take whatever you want. Then they're going to end up passing the Kenosis. That can't be. So what's he taught us? So it can only be what Danny said. It only be that he grabbed the mazik itself. So then, we let it go. It's a prize dog. It's worth 10 shepshala. Nope. Can't get involved. Talking about a chatzi nezek knas. Right? I'll tell me that if you test them in bays, one of the sugyas on their rise, we have to get to this. So now you'll tell me, but there's a Gemara in Neftu Testament bays that in Bavel there was a donkey that ate bread. And while he was eating the bread, he ate the entire basket as well. So they came to Rabbi Yehuda. And Yehuda said, it sounds like Shane. Shane is Chayav Nezer Sholem. Shane is a Hezek Motzoy, Shchiach, and Hefzik. We can pass in that. The basket. The basket is Chazi Nezek. Why is a donkey eating a basket? So the basket, Asala Chazi Nezek. What is Chazi Nezek? Chazi Nezek is Kenas. Rabbi Yehuda, you're in Bovel. What are you doing Chazi Nezek? You're not a Samuch. How can we figure out this? What's he passing this way? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Mayri, and Rabbeinu Tam says, it could not be, maybe if he grabbed the Chamor, Mishas Hezek, I just told you, Bezin says, keep the Chamor. We can't be regoing with that. So where's he getting Chatzin Ezek from? So it must be B'tofas. He grabbed Chatzin Ezek. A little bit stretched. What did he grab? The Chamor? Oy, hayadoychel deshamta dekovi zimnoish as well. Or, shamta doesn't mean I force you via a cheirim. Shamta means I force you via holding money. So Bezin says, I'm going to hold on to the Chatzi Nezek. I'm going to force you. The bread you have to pay back right now. Chatzi Nezek, got a choice. Go to Eretz Yisrael or hold on to the Chatzi Nezek. So there are a lot of chidushim in this Tosfos. And that's why there's such a long rush. Rabbeinu Tam first chiddush is Rabbeinu Tam is saying this is a din de rabbanon. Min eraisa we know the din. Min rabbanon Chazal made a new din to help out the Chatzin Ezek. Why Chazal are interested in helping out a kenas Chatzin Ezek tzorchiyin? Torah says you're potter. Torah says you need a basin. Torah says an unusual thing. Okay. To figure out, not for now, later on, why would basin get involved? Number two, what's basin's involvement? A very, very, very special, unique din, and that is you can grab the mazik b'shas hezek. Tzorchiyun gadol. What is Bezin doing over here? They want to help the guy. They want to help the guy. They want to help the guy. So then give him a chance. He has to. That's the only thing he can take this dog. Only b'shas hezek. So if they really want to help him, give him a little bit more flexibility, right? And then Rabbeinu Tam says, but we are not at all. But once he grabs, Rabbeinu Tam says that another chiddush. Palgo nizga kenasa. Once you say kenas, it means basin is mesalik entirely. Any din Torah that you get involved with and is related to that kenas and requiring a valid kenas, we won't do this. The half of a fella. 10 years later, I cheat the guy, right? I robbed the person. 10 years later, I swindle him, I do a Ponzi scheme on him. Right? Maybe it evades, and he says, what do you mean? This is still for that Chatzi Nezek that you... Right? So Benotam says, therefore, it could not mean that Bazin would allow this. It could not mean that Bazin allowed it to recoup. Because if that would be the case, then the Ein L'Davar Soif. Is that really true? Ein L'Davar Soif. Because his shore damaged my shore, Chatzi Nezek, now for the next 30 years, I'll be able to rob him and say, still for the Chatzi Nezek. Bazin says, sorry.
Why does
the timing manage? But that's a big chiddush that I am able to say that this is all because of some, I can keep on, so Tosfos, because that would be logically possible. Therefore, Notam says that Bazin could not have made that din, okay, and therefore it must be limited to the Mazik Mishas. All right, hold on. And then Notam says, but I get stuck with the sugya, and your testament base, the story. And there Rabbi Yehuda collected Chatzi Nezek. Goes against everything we said now. Okay, must be Tofus, the only way. Ben Tanim still stuck. Well, I don't understand what he means, Metofus. He maybe, because he grabbed the Chamor Bishas Hezek, maybe that's what he means. But then Ben Tanim says, could be something else. Another Chiddush. Then Mishamtinon doesn't mean Chayram. Okay, that's not such a big hitch. That could be. But Shamtinan could be that I hold on to the money. I say you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. You want to get out of it? Go to Eretz Yisrael. That's a whole different picture. That means that Benatam is now saying against everything he said until now. Benatam is saying that when it comes to Kanaz, Bezin will actually figure out and they will tell Chatzi Nezek. And they will tell you, hold on to the Chatzi Nezek, but you can get it back when you get Eretz Yisrael. When you get it back, and then chayv my Chatzi Nezek. That's what Rambam says, right? So now you're going to go into the Rosh Simon Chof. The Rosh will ask many discussions. The Rosh will come to different conclusions, but we're going to have to figure out a good pshat of Rambam and the kudos between Rambam and the Rosh. Moshe Ben,
you're going to tell me. Like you hold on to the money, or
you're
just gonna tell him like, hold on to the money, otherwise we'll send
you to
Aaron, like,
because
they can't
make a
din.
So that sounds like they were putting pressure on him.
But not a din.
Do that?
Not a din though, it's just a pressure.
Yeah, but it sounds like that goes everything it goes against you in
the
time
they said on that. So the guy doesn't have to actually do it though.
Rav Yehuda said he was mechayvim nezek sholim. Nezek sholim. He's telling a mazik, give over chatzi nezek. Okay, now if exactly what he said is not so clear. Give over chatzi nezek unless you go to Eretz Yisrael, or till you get Eretz Yisrael. If you don't get Eretz Yisrael, he keeps the chatzi nezek. All right, I have to figure this out. New Yitzi.
The logic of the third fish, how does that the one that he puts away, that it can't be that you're taking his actual property, because if it was, then Bezalel would have to adjudicate it fine. How is it different with the dog? Isn't the dog worth more than the half that he owes?
Correct. It's a good cash.
What if Bezalel helping them if they're going to kill the dog the second they get the Bezalel? Right? They have a steel to shoot. Not just today, they have a steel to shoot the second he gets the Bezalel.
Okay.
Is that a different halacha?
No, we said that earlier that it's
the,
that it's not about the pit, it's about Bezin has to do it no matter what. So why even let him take it? You can kill
it
the second
you see it. Unless the Nizik. Just
aim at society.
No, listen, maybe the Nizik sells him to a farm 10 miles away.
For me.
Is that?
And then
it will
be fine. Bezin has to, she's after it.
Probably, maybe sells it to Chutzlaritz. I don't know. Guy cash is a good cash. Good. It's a good cash, yeah. But maybe he sells it, he gets the Nizik, sells it off, ships it, puts it in the truck, and sells it to some shepherd out in the...
So Bezin loses it. Once it goes out of there, they don't have to get rid of it.
That I don't think so. The other Kalim Sech base, I don't think it's a...
Isn't that what we said before? regarding the earlier Tosos?
I don't think Bais is gonna say he has to eliminate him from the. Maybe they put him on medication. We'll see. Go ahead.
The mazik la retaliate.
Who's that? Sorry.
The mazik la retaliate.
The mazik. Oh.
Yeah.
I think all the akasha. Okay. Now, can the mazik try and get his property back? Can the mazik now go into the nizik's property? When the nizik. The next chassid that this goes to, right? And he loads up his truck. He can't find his stuff. So can he start loading up his truck? Okay, the machlag is between the Yamshon and the Sivis. Okay, yeah. No, but this is machlag is now. Whether does a nizik have the right to recollect? Right? That's a machlag zachrayin. We'll discuss that. That's in the Maram Makom. We'll see. Okay, good.